What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two, the phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Now, as you know, there is this growing rancor with the corporate media over Trump's comments about how they're the enemy of the people, which, when they lie as constantly as they do, they are. And again, referring back to that movie Shock and Awe, the entire U.S. corporate media was pushing the story Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, and only these two reporters at Knight Ridder actually went on out and found out for themselves what was going on, and they reported the truth. That's what the job is really supposed to be, not just accepting a White House press handout and saying, the White House today said the usual blah, 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 blah. Well, as you know, CNN's Jim Acosta got heckled at a recent Trump rally. Apparently, it's happened a few more times. CNN doesn't think it's funny, and they're devoting a lot of airtime to, you know, how dare you dare to dare. They're playing the victim card. They want us to feel sorry for all those poor prostitutes and correspondents. And I don't. They did it to themselves. They destroyed their own reputations, their own credibility, their own likability by standing shoulder to shoulder with the war machine and lying us into war after war after war after war. And it's not like the abuse is one way, because you've got corporate media reporters and celebrities are calling Trump supporters Nazis, KKK, even calling for them to be euthanized after the Tampa rally. Everybody's talking violence. I don't like that. Cut it out, people. Okay, let's say Captain Jack in Northwest Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. How you doing there? I'm calling about that hurricane that's inbound for you guys. I saw it on the internet. They say it could be a 5, but before it gets there, and might do something with that volcano going on the Big Island. What's the deal on
that? Yeah, it might. It weakened a little last night. I just checked it over the commercial break, and it's strengthening again. Of course, these storms do weaken at night because the temperature drops. But it's still like about 2,000 miles away. If it does get here, it'll be getting here about this time next week. And obviously, we're keeping an eye on it. But the track could just shift at any moment. I remember one time when I was back working on Final Fantasy, and there was a hurricane aiming right at Oahu, coming straight out of the east, and everybody in Honolulu had basically shut down their businesses and sent their employees home, just thinking it was going to be an epic disaster. And at the last second, the storm just like caromed off to the north. And yeah, it can happen like that. Now, obviously, Claire and I, we do have our disaster kit. We have our hurricane kit. And when we get to, next Wednesday, Thursday, if it's still bearing down on our home, then we're going to start, putting plastic over certain things, hurricane-proofing the backyard, which means taking in everything that could get loose and fly, and various other things. But we do have lots of batteries and radios and emergency lighting and all that stuff. So we're okay. We're going to be okay. Now, relative to the volcano, it's not like a hurricane, even Cat 5, can actually pick up lava and fling it anywhere. But as I mentioned, I think it was just on yesterday's show, I'm very curious to see what would happen if the eye of that storm actually passes over all that heat. Because one time before, we had a hurricane that was basically aimed to go right up the entire chain of islands. And the eye of the storm went over Kilauea, and it wasn't erupting like it is now, but there's still a lot of heat that flows up from that area. And to me, it just seemed to like totally destroy the center of the storm, and it fell apart, and that was the end of it. Now, obviously, I'm not wanting for that to happen, because those poor people on the Big Island have already been through enough. And I think, we've had enough excitement. For 1 year, we had the record-breaking floods on Kauai. We've got the volcano over on the big island. We don't need a hurricane to keep ourselves from getting bored here. So we're all hoping it's going to like go someplace else and leave us alone. But when you live in Hawaii, hurricanes are a reality. And they can be bad, as we saw during Hurricane Iniki. They're saying that if this storm is Cat 5 and it does hit the island, islands head on, some parts of the state could be without power for as long as a week. So it's
well,
a serious...
I'm just hoping, you know, everything goes all right over there. I know how it is, Mike, because we live on the Gulf Coast, and you know we get them here, too. We had Ivan. I went through. That was one of the worst ones. But it's not fun, that's for sure.
No, it's not fun, and we're not looking forward to it, and we're hoping that it will just veer away. Our problem here, of course, is we're actually living up on a ridgeline. We got a wonderful view out the back here of Pearl Harbor, but that means, you know, all of those windows there are vulnerable to flying debris. And we don't own this place, so we don't have the option of, like, plywooding it up.
Yeah, well, I got hurricane shutters on here. I said, I'm not going to do without them. When I built the house, I had to put hurricane shutters on it.
Yeah, well, the house I lived in as a kid in Loudoun, New Hampshire, had hurricane shutters as well. And we went through a hurricane there. The eye passed right on over us. You know, coming up from the south here, and it was, you know, wind, and all of a sudden silence. And Mom let us step outside just for a minute, you know, to look up, and we could see the walls of cloud all the way around the horizon, and straight overhead there were stars. It was just this very eerie view.
Yeah, I think the worst thing up here was the trees falling on houses. That really destroyed a lot of houses. A lot of trees fell and just mashed them.
Yeah, well, we're in a little bit of luck here. We did have one really tall tree here, but it's been taken down. We've got some short trees, and if the branches break off, they might damage the cars. You know, it's just going to be what it's going to be, and everybody's getting ready. You know, we're probably going to lay in a few more emergency supplies tomorrow, and we'll just keep our eye on it, and we'll hope for the best. But, you know, Mother Nature's in charge here.
That's right. All right, buddy. Well, good talking with you, and stay safe.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. Now, Sarah Sanders is, I have to admire, she's got guts. She stands up to those media people in that press room. She doesn't take any guff from them. And was responding to the corporate media's comments about how Trump obviously doesn't like them. She said, well, look, it's obvious you don't like him. The corporate media has been biased against Trump going back all the way before the election. Why would the corporate media expect the president to have any positive feelings for them whatsoever, considering how they treated him during the campaign and during the first year and a half in office? If you want to be friends, you got to be friendly. But don't constantly abuse the guy and then whine when he's not being nice to you. That's totally unrealistic. And Sarah Sanders called him on it, and good for her. Now, something I do not agree on. We're going to talk about the economy for a while here. The Trump administration is considering acting unilaterally to institute a $100 billion capital gains tax cut, which, of course, would largely benefit the wealthy. This is coming out of the New York Times. And the Times is reporting that Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, at a recent G20 meeting in Argentina, said if the tax cut can't be done through Congress, the administration will look at what tools are necessary to consider the move. Well, there's a problem there because, you know, tax policy and revenue policy is supposed to originate in the House of Representatives under the Constitution. But Mnuchin is out there saying, if we can't get it done through the legislative process, we'll look at what tools at Treasury we have to do it on our own. And they're studying the economic costs and the impact on growth. Well, the economic costs are going to be that the debt is going to be going up even faster than it already is. Now, gold, of course, as we all know, is being manipulated, and it's lost 8% of its value over the past 3 months alone, and 11% from last January's high. But this is creating a buying opportunity. If you are thinking about just getting a few silver in gold coins or bars to just preserve some of your wealth. And it's a good idea. Now's the time to do it. Buy low. Buy when it's low. And hang on to it. Just hang on to it. Now, over in Israel, there's an interesting phenomenon there. As you know, Israel's gone high tech, but they actually have a shortage of high tech workers. And so what they're doing is one of the areas in which they're allowing the Palestinians to come into Israel and work as is in high tech. And one of the reasons they like to do that is because they only have to pay the Palestinians one third of what they pay the Israeli high tech workers. So at least they're getting jobs after they get out of the computer science and engineering programs over in Palestine, which is more than you can say for a lot of U.S. college graduates. Over in China, the length of high-speed railway lines has increased to 25,000 kilometers in 10 years. That is a lot. It's basically two-thirds of the world's total of high-speed railway lines. Now, you have to be careful about, you know, what it means by high speed, because railway tracks have to be built to sustain the load of the trains going over them, and the faster the trains are going, the stronger the tracks have to be. Tracks are literally rated. They can carry so much weight at so much speed. I learned all this working for a railroad or volunteering for a railroad museum. So those tracks for the high-speed railway lines, they're a special kind of track. They're built very strong. They're anchored very firmly in the earth. And China has built 25,000 kilometers of them. I wonder how many kilometers or miles of high-speed railway tracks the United States has right now. That would be an interesting thing to find on out here. We've been talking about people living in their cars. It's becoming a problem. The number of Americans living in their vehicles has increased 46% since last year. 46%. How can you look? And a lot of these people have full-time jobs. But with wages and salaries being crushed on down and rents going up, they can't find a place to live. So they're living in their cars. They're working full-time only to live in their cars. You can't look at this and say that this economy is in good shape. It's in great shape if you're the top 1%. Times are booming. Trump now wants to cut your capital gains tax, make you even richer than you already are. Okay. Let's talk about immigration and the refugee crisis. The refugees going into the European Union are basically being handled on a process of they come across the border, they send in their paperwork to apply for asylum status, then they just go on into whatever country they're going on into. And under Schengen, they can go into any country. And then if the asylum request is granted, they get to stay. Most of the asylum requests are being turned down. They don't really qualify. And now Germany has a problem. They can't find 50% of those they now want to deport. Nobody seemed to think that might be a possibility when this was all being set on up here. Now, an Italian boat has picked up 100 migrants from the Mediterranean. And the migrants got a surprise. The boat took them right back to Libya. See, the rationale behind all these so-called NGO humanitarian boats operating in the Mediterranean is the migrants will swim out into the Mediterranean like they're going to swim all the way over from Libya to Italy. And then, oh, we're in trouble. And these migrant boats will pick them up and boat them the rest of the way to Europe, saying it was a rescue. Where we're not just ferrying people over from Africa. We picked them up in the ocean. They were in trouble. It's a rescue. So that's what's going on. But this Italian boat picked them up, 100 migrants, took them back to Libya. Okay, this is an interesting story. Now, there's this previously convicted illegal alien. He's accused of sexually abusing an underage girl whom he's related to. And he's in prison in Utah. and he's been diagnosed with cancer, and he's being treated for cancer at U.S. taxpayer expense. And so far, he's run up about $1 million in bills. Why this open borders thing isn't working? I mean, the guy is a child molester, and now he's just a further drain on the U.S. Treasury here. Now, Joe Crowley in New York, now he's the guy who actually lost his House seat to that 28-year-old socialist, is actually out there saying that America should pay illegal aliens for crossing the border as a kind of reward system. And he is absolutely serious. He actually wants to see them receive taxpayer dollars as support for all that he says they've had to endure under the Trump administration. He's saying they need to be compensated for what this administration did. What this administration did was enforce the law. This thing is seriously out of control. Maybe Crowley is just as stupid about the law as Hirono, who apparently, to judge from that hearing, didn't actually know that there is a law saying it's illegal to come into the United States without the appropriate paperwork. She actually thought Trump had just sort of signed something as an executive order that said you can't come in here anymore. It's a Title VIII violation. Amazing. Now, over in New Mexico, there is a Democratic candidate for the New Mexico House, state level, Deborah Holland, who is basically, she's been endorsed by Obama, and she's on the bandwagon of people calling for the abolition of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They want the open borders. They want the open borders here. There's another issue. You know, regardless of what they do with the immigration issue, we need the customs enforcement. They're like on the front line of illegal drug smuggling or illegal anything smuggling. Now, here's a little bit of a wrinkle. Over in Brooklyn, there was an illegal immigrant who fired a gun to frighten off gang rivals. That's another problem with the open borders. The gangs that used to be terrorizing Mexico are now terrorizing the United States of America. So this illegal immigrant gets arrested on a federal charge of being in the U.S. illegally and possessing a gun. But he claims he has a Second Amendment right that voids the charge. I don't think so. You're not a citizen. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights is for this country. It says right up at the top, we the people of this country. Now, Donald Trump is finally getting around to the issue of voter ID. I think he's way too late. He was speaking during a rally in Tampa, supporting GOP Congressman Ron DeSantis, who's running for governor. And Trump comes on out and says, the time has come for voter ID like everything else. Well, finally. Finally, okay, let's see you do something about it. And it's got to be done fast. We've got only 3 months here till the midterms, and the Democrats are going to use every illegal immigrant they can to try and steal the Congress. And if they succeed, then you're a one-term president if you even make it to the end of your term. Trump is just this huge, huge disappointment. Meanwhile, over in Bosnia, they're afraid of becoming the new Calais as migrants surge across their border. So it's a huge, apparently 50 migrants arrive in one town every single day. We'll be right back after these few words. We got a caller waiting on the line.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hearing about people living in their cars, especially out in the left coast, the west coast, we don't have that kind of problem, Mike. Hear me. Depending where you're from, it's like, cause I know out in California, I know the rents are so high. You pay about $100,000 just to buy an outhouse out in California. And the taxes are high, the rents are high.
Yes.
And the thing is, in a lot of ways, I think California bought it upon itself. Many Californians.
Yeah.
But what's that?
Yeah, California brought it on themselves, with all of this liberalism out there and open borders and let's bring in the illegal immigrants and, oh, we got to give them money, this Joe Crowley is now out there saying, those illegal immigrants, they suffered so much coming across the border, we've got to compensate them. No, we don't. We got to fling them back over that border.
Well, he could do it with his money.
Yeah. If you yourself as a person want to donate money to an illegal immigrant friend. Well, actually, that's a Title VIII violation right there.
Exactly.
You're not supposed to do that. That's a Title VIII violation.
But one of the good news is in my county, it's because people are so up in arms about the raising of the property taxes. The people of the county want a complete independent audit going back 10 years because a lot of people are starting to say is, like, we don't need a raise in our property taxes. We need to audit the books to find out where this money's going.
That's a very, very good idea. But, you know, if there's been any kind of financial skullduggery, they're going to run into a bit of a brick wall here. We're dealing with that here on Oahu because we have this disastrous light rail project, which is billions over in budget, years behind schedule. And there's a citizens group that has been calling for a full and complete audit. And everybody inside the light rail and even the state government, you know, they're stonewalling and saying, no, you know, we don't need an audit. You know, those are not the drones you're looking for. You can move along. So,
well, even like some of the county commissioners sat there and say, because the landowners were complaining about the property taxes being raised, he said those renters do not have a grievance. I'm sorry, but if you're a renter, man, you got the landlord passes the cost on to them.
That's exactly right. Yeah, when your property taxes go up, so do the rents.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, like I say, an audit, we hear people say drain the swamp in D.C. You know, we got a bunch of little swamps around this country that need to be drained, too.
Actually, the entire country is a swamp.
All right, well, thank you, Mike. Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael?
Yes.
Hello? Did you see the press conference with John Bolton, the head of the FBI, and some other people yesterday?
No, I missed that one.
Okay, they were talking about, they have a lot of information and a lot of detail regarding Russia influenced the 2016 election. And after watching it, and after hearing John Bolton, who basically came across as Stan, I'm in charge, like Haig did when Reagan was shot, I got the impression these guys, they don't have any respect for this president, and they wish he would just go away. And I don't understand, with all the problems in D.C., why in the hell is he going down to Tampa, Pennsylvania, going to Ohio? This is not a campaign year for him.
Well, technically it is, because he's you know, the head of the GOP, and you know, he can swing a lot of votes, and you know, it is unfortunately something he needs to do, and he does enjoy doing it. And of course, Air Force One has all the communications that he needs, where you know, those hours that he's in the air, it's when he's doing his real job. So it is a necessary evil of the midterm elections. So, but I'm going to take a guess here and say that during this press conference, that none of these individuals actually had any proof. It was just everybody repeating over and over, Russia interfered, Russia interfered, Russia interfered. And I think I did see a clip from it on Fox News where they said, and Russia's going to interfere in the midterms, and they're getting ready to interfere in 2020, and not one shred of evidence that it ever happened. You know, this is just propaganda by repetition. They're just going to keep on repeating this over and over again until people will believe it because they've heard it so often.
You know, I would agree with you, but I got the impression yesterday they don't want this guy around the White House. They don't want him around D.C. If he's away, it's better for them, and it's like they just took over the White House, and they're going to continue to be there. And in the back of my mind, I really do believe they want Mike Pence in there and not Trump.
Well, I know the Democrats want Hillary in there, but I don't see how that's going to happen. Again, the deep state are afraid of Donald Trump. He's not going to keep the cover-ups in place. These congressional investigations that are going on right now are starting to hit pay dirt. Right. And that's what's got everybody panicked. Anyway, listen, Jim, thank you. We've got to take another break for commercials. Jim, thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And during the commercial break, I went back over to the Pacific Hurricane Center's website. And the current predicted track for Hurricane Hector is starting to shift south and away from the Hawaiian Islands. Now, still could, you know, anything could happen, but right now it looks like it'll miss us. We might get like the northern edge of the system, some rain, but certainly not the heart of the storm where the damage would be, which is great. Like I said, those poor people on the Big Island, they've suffered enough. All right, we're going to back to the phones here. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Mike, you know, I was thinking, you know, I'm not a socialist, but I also don't find a form of socialism a bad word like some people do. And when you talk about what's going on, you know, with people living in their cars and all that, and the ridiculous expenses of, at least in certain parts of the country, of housing and of apartments. This is what I think should be done, all right? I think rather than give capital gains tax, what needs to be done is, first of all, as far as the builders go, a lot of these builders, especially in places like California, which is some of the highest real estate prices in the country, maybe the highest, New York too, but even more in California, they're hiring illegal aliens. They cut rate salaries, depriving Americans of good-paying jobs and making tremendous profits. It's not that the houses are being sold any cheaper. I would, if it was up to me, I would tax. You know, I would add excess taxes to them, and I would also tell them, you know, you're only allowed to charge a certain amount per house. We're not going to allow you to keep on screwing the rest of the public. And as far as
let me comment on that. First of all, it is a Title VIII violation for these companies to hire illegal immigrants, and you start prosecuting some of these companies' CEOs. I mean, personally, and that practice will stop. And there's another aspect to this that you need to be aware of. This huge influx of illegal immigrants and refugees is what's putting an additional strain on the housing market, because they're all finding places to live, and that creates a housing shortage, and that drives up the prices. There are 12 million illegal immigrants in this country. And if we got them all out, then there would be a lot of rental vacancies, rents would come down, then these legal American citizens who are working full-time could get out of their cars and get under a roof.
Well, in the meantime, until this is done, I think they should not only put those taxes on the builders and confiscate some of their profits, but I also think there should be a limit on what you can rent an apartment or a house for.
I'm not in favor of taxing the builders. I'm in favor of simply going on out and arresting them for hiring illegal immigrants. It is illegal to do so under Title VIII. And that's what is so frustrating about this open borders thing. I mean, Trump is out there, you know, nattering and gromishing with the corporate media and the Congress about building his wall. He's the chief executive. He's in charge of law enforcement. Somebody needs to tell him there are laws on the book. He can send out the cops and start arresting anybody who's employing an illegal immigrant, arresting these mayors of these sanctuary cities, arresting anybody who's giving aid and comfort to illegal immigrants, because these are all crimes under existing United States law. And that's Trump's job, is to enforce the existing law.
Understand the powers of the president. He doesn't, you know, not just for that, and he keeps on putting the wrong type of people in his cabinet, in his government, and all that other stuff. I just think the man is, I hate to say it, but I don't think he's really greedy himself. He may have been greedy when he was a businessman. I don't think he's looking out to pad his own pocket or anything like that, like some people say. I think the man's just not competent to be president. I mean, certainly better than Hillary. But I mean, you know, but I just don't think, at least as far as he doesn't seem to understand what it is to be president. He tweets like he's complaining from the outside. Man, I've tweeted back to him. I said, use your power. Start arresting people like Mueller. Start arresting people like Rosenstein. Don't keep letting them do this to you. They're sacred. They're indignant. Not only as far as
okay, Mark. Yeah. Trump does not have grounds to arrest either Mueller or Rosenstein, but he does have the authority to fire them.
Yeah, that he does. Absolutely, I think he has the grounds to arrest Rosenstein at least, because Rosenstein evidently was involved in the original plot to elect Hillary and to defeat Trump. So I think he does have the grounds to not only fire, but prosecute Rosenstein. Maybe not Mueller at this point. So I think Mueller's dirty going back many years. No question about that.
I mean, he's got a long history of cover-ups. He was the go-to guy. If you had a scandal and you needed to cover it up and a cover story, Mueller was the guy you'd go to.
You know, a lot of people don't know that Whitey Bulger, the former... he wasn't actually Italian mafia, he was like Irish mafia, but he ran Boston.
Yes.
For all intents and purposes, the FBI, he ran the Boston area, the FBI, for quite a few years, and actually Mueller was really the consigliere. He was the U.S. attorney at the time. In effect, he was the mafia, Bulger's consigliere, because he did things that favored both. So the man is dirty as they come. I think he's also responsible to cover... partly responsible to cover up 9/11 and the thing with the anthrax okay? He tried to, you know, he actually hurt innocent people in that. The Mueller's dirty.
Yes. Oh, you want to talk about hurting innocent people? Getting back to Whitey Bulger, Mueller basically prosecuted and convicted four men for a murder they did not commit in order to protect Whitey Bulger.
Like I said, I consider Mueller his consigliere, you know, the mafia consigliere. I think basically that was Mueller, for all intents and purposes. This man is dirty as they come. They keep on, you know, people keep going, oh, he's beyond reproach. Beyond reproach? Are you kidding me? The man's a snake. I mean, I'd have more confidence in a rattlesnake than I have in him.
You may have just found the answer to the question, why isn't Trump bringing any good people into the White House? There may be no good people anywhere in that city.
Yeah, but
and
don't,
to be very honest...
Your phone
connection is breaking up. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Is it coming any better now?
Hello? No, hello? Yes, now you are.
Okay, yeah, For one thing, I could never understand, why didn't you take a guy like David Clark, the sheriff of Milwaukee County, big Trump supporter all along, why didn't you make him the FBI director? Why, you get rid of, what's his name, you get rid of one FBI director and then you hire this other clown when you have a guy like Clark. You know?
Well,
why?
Because he's getting bad advice from the people around him. Trump's single biggest mistake coming into the White House was he wanted to be magnanimous in victory, and he let all the Obama people stay on with this very naive belief that because he was now the president, they would be loyal to him. And that may be how it works in business. Usually it is. It's not how politics in Washington, D.C. works. What Trump should have done... Hang on, let me finish. What Trump should have done was literally hand everybody in the executive branch a pink slip and started bringing people from outside the beltway, people who were not connected to the deep state, people who were not compromised. You know, it doesn't take a lot of skills to do the jobs that these people are doing in the White House. And there are people outside the beltway who are very qualified to be doing that work. And they would be loyal to Donald Trump. And that, I think, was his biggest mistake. And it's the mistake that is basically, I think, going to lead to his ultimate downfall. I think he's going to be a one-term president.
Well, that's what I thought, too. I was thinking Dave Clark for FBI director. Not that. You should have gotten rid of Comey in the first thing. And you should have never hired another shyster lawyer like Ray from the Justice Department. He keeps, and then now he puts this woman from the CIA who's got, you know, who's very close to Brennan. I mean, he makes no sense what he's doing. I can't, you know, if he's not competent to run a presidency, if he wasn't ready to be president, he shouldn't have run. I don't know, Cruz would have won. Maybe even Rand Paul would have won.
I've been very honest about it. If Bernie Sanders had won the Democratic nomination, I would have supported him.
I probably would have, too.
You know, I mean, I worked very, very hard to support Trump. Mostly it was about making sure Hillary didn't get into that Oval Office because Hillary probably, you know, has some skills in government. She was Secretary of State, but she was campaigning on war with Iran. And with all the history of corruption and crime, I mean, she's the dark queen of the deep state. And, you know, I hope she's not going to run in 2020 because if she ever got into the Oval Office, that's the end of this nation. We'd be in a global war within weeks.
Well, no, I disagree on that. I think we'd be in a civil war, a shooting civil war, if you ever became.
Well, that may be happening anyway, and that seem to be coming out of a lot of Hillary support. That Project Veritas video where Antifa is training on how to cripple people when they get into confrontations, that shows that we've reached a very, very dangerous phase. And I agree, we could see mass violence in the street, lethal violence in the streets of America. I don't want to see that. I want to find a way to just give this entire country the ice bucket challenge and cool them all down before we step over a line that we can't step back across.
But as far as Antifa goes, by the way, I saw that movie today with Dinesh D'Souza. Very good. I think he simplified it too much, though, between putting in Democrats and Republicans left and right. There's something above that that's really running things. But I think it was still a good movie. It was really well done. As far as Antifa goes, people better understand we better be ready for them one way or the other. But if she becomes president, yep. I really do believe we would have a shooting war, because I think she'd come after the guns, like, almost immediately. The guns and the First Amendment. And people in this country would not let that happen. If we did, that'd be it for the United States of America. We know it.
All right, well, Mark, I got to let you go. We're coming up on the third hour when Claire's going to come on in, and I still got a lot of talking points to get through. So thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And all right, now, we're talking about immigration. Over in Croatia, mass migration activists are literally warning the Croatian police to stop protecting the border. They're literally demanding the police officers disobey their orders to basically close the border, or face increasing pressure from foreign non-governmental organizations. I mean, now it's gone from "Can we please come in?" to "You will let us in." And the larger the percentage of refugees or illegal immigrants becomes, the more political power they will feel they have, until they can basically demand what they want. And especially with this attempt to normalize the idea that human rights means anti-white. This country is going to wind up like Zimbabwe, or like South Africa is about to. It'll be a disaster. But the liberals will feel they're on their way to this little fantasy world that they've invented here. Article came out of Hartiste, basically saying this is what foreign invasion looks like. The number of migrants waiting to come into Spain is currently at 50,000 and growing. And the migrants are becoming more violent in their efforts to reach Europe. Now, Spain's socialist government gave the green light for open borders. This is national suicide. But then, of course, the globalists want the end of nations. Nation, what's a nation? We have no idea. It's one planet, one slab of cement, one throne, one private central bank. Now, a lot of the asylum seekers are claiming that they're fleeing persecution in their home country, that if they're not granted asylum, they'll be killed. Germany just started a program where they will pay asylum seekers for a 3-week vacation to go back home. Say, here's some money, go back home for 3 weeks, see if things are better. And apparently a lot of the migrants are taking them up on it. So I guess they weren't as afraid of conditions in their home country as they thought. All right, let's grab a phone call from Layla in Canada. Aloha, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. I'm wondering about the breakup of Yugoslavia. I've read somewhere that it was done intentionally in preparation to facilitate the movement of migrants across Europe to different countries. And I think earlier in the show you discussed the fact that Bosnia is resisting Muslims, or maybe I've got it wrong, because Bosnia itself Muslim.
Well, no, Bosnia's concern is they don't want to become another Calais because of the influx of the refugees. It is a huge, huge problem all across Europe and here in the United States of America. It is amazing that George Soros and his globalists have managed to co-opt so many national leaders to go along with this thing at the expense of their own people. Crime is up. Knife crime is becoming epidemic. That's something that came in with the migrants as well here. And, you know, Angela Merkel keeps on pushing this open borders policy. The German people absolutely hate her. She will not survive the next election unless she's importing a bunch of Diebold voting machines.
Let's hope Europe survives until the next election. But with Croatia being primarily Catholic, and Serbia being Eastern Orthodox Christian, the idea of Muslims coming into Croatia is really bizarre. The Croatians are very, very strongly defensive of their Catholic Christian religion. In fact, the Serbian Orthodox and the Croatians had great animosity because one was Orthodox and the other was Catholic at one time. And the Bosnian Muslims were there in the middle. But I remember it was Bill Clinton who was involved in the talks here in the U.S. with regard to the breakup of Yugoslavia, and they bombed Serbia in order to liberate, supposedly give Bosnia part of Serbian territory.
Okay, well, Layla, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to let you go. We got a commercial break, and I've only got about another 4 minutes to get news in before Claire shows up. So thank you for the phone call, and we'll be right back.
Okay. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go ahead and close the phone lines for a while here while I get caught up in the news and Claire comes on in here in about 5 minutes. So over in Germany, as I was mentioning to Layla, the opposition is really up in arms, and the Alternative for Germany leader, Gauland, basically came on out guns blazing for Merkel, calling for her resignation. And a lot of Germans are in agreement now, and the AfD's popularity is soaring because AfD wants out of the European Union, and they want no more of this open border refugees coming in nonsense, because it's basically bringing in crime. It's costing the government lots of money. And of course, it's basically diluting their indigenous culture. And they don't want to see that happen. When you go into a country like Germany, it is the way it is because that's what those people have built it to be. And they're not comfortable, understandably, with a bunch of refugees coming on in and saying, well, we want to make this look like the place we came from. Well, if the place you came from was all that beautiful, why did you leave? Over in Italy, the bishop of, I hope I pronounce this correctly, Chioggia, has criticized Catholic attacks on the interior minister Matteo Salvini for his efforts to curb illegal immigration, noting that people's frustration with Italy's immigration situation is not irrational. And it isn't. And good for this guy for having the courage to stand up instead of following along, you know, with the Pope says illegal immigration is good. And everybody says, yes, Pope, yes, Pope, yes, Pope. Now, in Britain, Theresa May has issued an ultimatum to the French saying, accept checkers or it's no deal on Brexit. And France's hard line on Brexit is seen in London as a major stumbling block to a successful negotiation. The problem is, of course, Theresa May, her idea of a deal is just a total giveaway to the EU. And apparently there is a new movement bought and paid for, I'm sure, by the globalists to call for a second referendum. Oh, we're sure by now the people of Great Britain have changed their mind. They don't want to leave. They don't want to be their own free country again. Now, Michael Barnier has rebuked the British Brexit proposal, saying it poses a threat to the future of the European single market. And he issued this open letter aimed at Theresa May and her cabinet. It was published in 20 newspapers across Europe yesterday. And Barnier, who's the European Union's chief negotiator, basically issued a stark warning to Prime Minister Theresa May. Basically, he's sending a signal. The Chequers plan is not going to be acceptable. Going to be hardline. All right, there's the music, and we're going to take a quick break for station identification, and we'll be back here with the lovely Lady Claire.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.